Hey, Joey.
Hey.
Hey, Joey, it's John with Local Splash, the Google partner. I
Yeah.
was speaking with you this morning, and then our call had got disconnected. I tried to call you back, but it sounded like your phone had probably died at the time.
I ain't had no service, buddy.
Oh,
I got
okay.
to a, I was off in a hole and I had no service, so.
No, I hear you. That's why I didn't write it off. I was like, let me just put him in there to call him back, because the way it was when I was calling you, it just sounded like the phone had died, or maybe you were in a bad service area.
I got you.
Okay. But yeah, so earlier today I was talking about listing the business on the first page of the Google search results and building your website and getting your business Google verified, just to add a lot of credibility to the company and have a place for people to write reviews about you and look you up and things like that. I know you'd mentioned that you were doing Home Advisor by Angie's and that your business was pretty new, so I offered you a discounted pricing structure that was about half of our normal rate. I dropped it from $499 to just $249 on a month-to-month basis. And then there's no like long-term contract or commitment on your part.
Okay.
But there is a tracking system, and we'll be able to show you like all the jobs and leads that are generated. You know, Google advertisement has proven to be, you know, the most profitable way for business owners to market and advertise for the last 17 years, and 90% of searches start and stop on the first page where we're placing you. So, you know, we're basically going to put you where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look.
Okay. I got a question. What is the name of this company again?
Local Splash. LOCAL. Like people in your area, local. And then splash like water. But it's two words. It's not one word.
Okay.
Yeah, we're that building right next to Google. Like if you look up our name, Local Splash, on Google, and then you look up Google Building 1, they're literally right next to us. We've been in business since 2004, so we got 20 years experience doing this and being partnered with Google, highest rated Google partner in the country. So anybody that you
I'm
see on
sorry.
the, oh, what was that?
I
Sorry.
was gonna say I'm sorry for being so skeptical, man. There's just so many scammers.
No, I get it. I get it. Yeah, I live in this country too. I know how it is. Sometimes I get a random call from a dude that's got like an Indian voice, and I'm like, dude, you know what I mean? Yeah, I've been working here 12 years, so
Yeah.
I get it. But anybody that you see on the first page of Google, if they have a company like ours that's actually doing the programming for their business to put them up there. They're not, the business owner's not doing it themselves. You know, it's not a one-man
I
army.
got you.
Yeah, so where
I
we
got
come
you.
in and we partner up with you, and you know, our goal ultimately is to make sure you're making as much money as possible each month so you keep using our services each month. It's month to month. So, you know, we're not going to get paid unless our clients are getting paid, and so we're using all the technology, skills, and tools that we have available to us to drive traffic to your business each month. Obviously, we want it to be
I got you.
qualified business, you know, people in your area that have been actively looking up what you do.
Okay. So, I guess what are the steps? What do I need to do to, I
Well,
guess, get on board with you guys?
the first major step we got to do is create your account, and then I'll send you your Google verification form, and they'll send you a Google verification letter in the mail, but you got to fill that out. The most important thing is getting you Google verified right now, because if somebody were to look up your business right now, they don't really have anything but Home Advisor by Angie's List and those things. So that'd be step one.
I guess.
I got to create the account, secure that spot with you, but then I have to also schedule an appointment where maybe you're not so busy or you're in like a good signal area, and we can interview you, because we want to customize a website for you. We want to know the exact services you provide and don't provide specifically, right? We don't want to just like lump you into a category. We want to make sure that the calls that you're getting are qualified, and we know what your ideal customers are and where those customers are too. We got to set up a radius. So sounds complicated, but it's pretty easy. Like, we've been doing it for 20 years, so we have these like step-by-step questionnaire that they'll walk you through during the client interview to help get it all set up. And then once that's done, it's just a matter of being responsive to calls from your customers and try to generate as good reviews as you can, so that way we don't have you on the first page with a one-star rating.
I got you.
Okay.
So,
if you're ready to give it a shot, I just got to create the account for you. That's the most important thing.
Okay, what time do y'all close for that interview thing? Do y'all have a closing time? Like,
yeah, so we only got about an hour and a half left in our day-to-day. But tomorrow, if you want to schedule it, I have Pacific Standard Time from 7 to 4, anytime between 7 and 4. So I think you're about 2 hours ahead of us. So, you know, that's 9 to 6.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, can we do like how long does it take normally to do the interview? How long does that normally take?
They take about 30 minutes. It's about 22 questions, but, you know, we ask for an hour in case the call goes over or you have extra questions that pop up during the interview about the site and things like that.
Okay. Well, if we do it at 5, I know I'll be off and I'll be in a good signal spot around 5. I should
okay.
be good then.
Okay, so 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. All right, I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and we'll text you at 4 o'clock or 1 hour before, just as a heads-up reminder. But I got to create your account first. So I know it's Joey Stewart. Is this phone number that we're on? We're on the best phone number for us and your customers?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, and that's this the best number for the client interview tomorrow as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then what's your business email where I could send you the receipt and everything in writing?
Dang, I didn't even thought about that. I got my personal email, but I ain't made a business email. I guess I'll give you my personal email. Is that all right, or I need to make a business?
That's okay. Right now what we're doing is we're sending you everything in writing, and we're sending you that Google verification form. And then we're not going to have your email displayed anywhere for people to see. So you could just keep using that personal one. But if you build on the website, you have that contact us profile. And so if they fill it out on the site and hit submit, it'll just automatically send you your email without them having to see the email, if that makes sense.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah, I'll give you my personal email.
Okay, I'm ready for you.
It's Joey C. Stewart.
C. Stewart.
At gmail.com.
Oh, easy. Okay. And then is this... Oh, yeah, this... Okay. No, never mind. It came back valid. Google's going to send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. What's the street address that I could send that to?
It'll be 2181. All right, it's Trammell. It's TRAMMELL.
Oh, I think I found it. Motorway?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I got it. Here we go. Yeah, it popped up on Google once I had started punching it in.
Man, we had the biggest, because this place wasn't developed whenever we you know, bought it. It didn't have an address.
Oh.
And we have had so much trouble trying to get Google to accept it and whatnot. It's been a pain in the rear end, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, the verification will actually help that too, you know, because we're directly communicating with the Google headquarters. It's not just the AI system. If the AI system doesn't have like the photos and stuff, or maybe the last time that it was out to take the photos, maybe it was a different address, then it's not going to show updated online unless we manually do it here. So, but it did come up in our system right now. So maybe they've updated this recently. Do you want me to hide your address online?
Yeah, probably for now. I mean, I can go back and change it, right? If I had to.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I mean, you definitely got to let me know, and then they'll resend this PIN to you in the mail. That's what I was going to tell you. Like, when you get this PIN, there's a little 5-digit number on the back of it that we get, and that just lets us know that you received it. Obviously, you're out there if you received it. And then there's a, what was I going to say? Oh, there's like a little badge and a check mark they put on there. But if you move or change the address, they have to resend it. So it's not like you can just put any address up there. It has to be an address that you're going to be at to be able to receive that in the mail. But it is an easy fix. You just gotta call us and let us know, and then we send it out.
Alrighty.
Yeah, that's how you get that little red dot on the map there on the first page, kind of indicating where they are. But I'm going to hide your address, so what it's going to do is actually it's going to just have city, state, and zip on your listing, and then it'll put the PIN out to the nearest cross street, unless you want me to display your address. But when I was talking to you earlier, it sounded like you're doing business from home.
Yeah, it's we live on a 2 mile long dirt road, so I mean they ain't gonna be able to. It ain't like a, you know.
Yeah, it's not a brick and mortar shop. So, I got you. Yeah. When I looked it up, it came back as a residence too. So I was like, let me just hide it. I kind of unconsciously do that. I got two kids, so I'm like, you know, it's a good way to get somebody shot showing up at my house uninvited.
Oh yeah.
Trump just said he passed a law where he can do the concealed carry throughout the entire state. I was so stoked about that. I'm so pro Second Amendment. Just the way my family was.
Oh yeah,
raised.
Me too, man.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, me too.
My brother's grandfather, dad, all veterans, so it's like, you know, they're all having a good old day today and I'm at work. you know, I got the day off. I'm like, good for you. I don't. okay, so I got your profile set up here. Okay, there's I got the client interview scheduled. How do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
I ain't got no hours now. I don't want people calling me at 3 a.m., I guess. So,
yeah. Well, it's good to set some, but we can kind of leave it open for calls, and then we'll have, like, well, you still don't want calls at 3 a.m., but there's a little green and red icon on there, so, you know, you don't want to really close yourself on the weekends is what I tell guys. Leave it open, like, by appointment only, so that way they could still call you. Now you're not missing any job opportunities if you got to schedule them out, you know?
Yeah, do like 7 to 7 or 7 to 5. It don't matter. I think
I'll go 7 to 7 Monday through Friday or
Sunday.
Monday through Sunday.
Good.
Okay, I like that because it just looks like calls. I mean, anytime somebody calls you, even if it's within your work hours, it's not like you're required to go out and help them. That's your own decision. You could always schedule them out. A lot of my guys, like when I listen to their calls and their tracking system, they're always telling them, like, hey, I'm booked out two, 3 weeks. You know, if you're okay with that, then I can put you on the books. But, you know, it is what it is. If not, you got to go find somebody else. Usually they're willing to wait. They want the top guys anyway. So, can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Cash and check. I don't have the card reader. Okay. I don't have that set up.
No worries. We could always change that later if it's something you want to add.
What do you got to do to accept card? How does that go? Do you know?
It's through your bank. Yeah, so your bank will you can get like a merchant processing set up. They have other things though too. Like some people have Venmo and Zelle and Cash App and those apps where you could just kind of create a membership and then they give you like or they take out a percentage of it. But most businesses will have like a business bank account and then they'll go and set up a merchant processing through their bank. So that way all those transactions are already kind of documented. You don't got to go chasing receipts around and stuff when it comes time to do taxes. You just write it all off.
I got it.
You don't miss anything.
I got you.
Yeah. But that's at your own discretion. It's not required to do this, but I would recommend it.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do cash and check for now. I gotta get all that situated.
Yeah, it sounds complicated. Like a lot of the stuff I explain probably sounds complicated because I like to be very thorough, but it's pretty easy. It probably, waiting in line at the bank would probably be the longest part of that.
I got you.
Yep. All right. And then I'm sending you my direct number and extension. I'll be your account lead. There is going to be a team of guys that are going to be helping me, so I won't be the only one that you talk to. Like during your client interview tomorrow, there'll be another rep there. But if you ever want something done quickly or somebody you could talk to right away, you could always call me directly at that line, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $249, how did you want to do that?
It'd be card.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this, Joey. Is this under your name or does it have the business name on it?
My card is under my name.
Okay, so it doesn't say Deep South Land Services anywhere?
No, sir. It's just my name.
No worries. I'm going to add it to the invoice receipt, though, so that way if you want to write it off at the beginning of the year, you could still do that with this invoice. You should be able to just get it all back that way. It's a business expense.
I got you.
Yeah, I'll put the name on there. And then is the billing address the same as the street address? That we're sending your Google verification letter?
Yes, sir.
All right. So So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Alrighty. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
4481.
4481.
6921.
6921.
9072.
9072.
7317.
7317. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
It's going to be 01 of 27.
0127. And then 3-digit code on the back.
695.
695. Okay. I'm going to send you everything in writing right now and a Google verification letter. Okay. And then I'm also going to walk you through this voice verification recording as well, just for added protection for you. If I say anything that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay? I could rephrase it for you if I need. I want to make sure you're at a firm understanding before I authorize a transaction with your business.
Okay. All right.
All right, so here comes the recording. All right, you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Deep South Land Services.
Okay, can you please state your name and title within the business?
Joey Stewart, and then owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Deep South Land Services today?
You said something. What'd you say the first half? I didn't hear you.
No, no problem. So it says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Deep South Land Services today?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's November 11th of 2024. Going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $249 for what's called a platinum package. So the platinum package includes all the bells and whistles that we talked about earlier, like the Facebook, the .com website, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. You're on Bing, you're on Amazon Alexa search results, and you're on Apple and Safari search results to go along with the almighty Google first page placement. So you shouldn't need anything else, Joey. I mean, I tried to set you up so we're like a one-stop shop for you. You don't have 100 different bills floating around. But if you're going to add something online later, give us a heads up so we can make sure that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then when the term is completed, the agreement's going to be set up to renew each month on the 11th day. But you'll keep this price for as long as you're with us. So it's not going to go back up to $499 next month. You'll just keep $249 as long as you're with us for that platinum package deal. Okay?
Okay.
And then it says in the fine print, you could discontinue or cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that, but we do ask if you are going to discontinue our services, please let us know before your next bill is due so we can stop the machine from automatically charging you. And then it says...
Okay.
Do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So you should be getting some text messages coming through here. One of them is going to be, they're all going to be sent to your email too. There's three of them. It's going to be your username and password for your tracking system and a link to the tracking system. There's going to be an outline of the agreement in writing. So it'll have everything documented in black and white. Okay. I know you were asking like, hey, I hate to give you a hard time, but how do I know you're real? No, you're fine. Hey, you're fine. I do the same thing on every call, especially if I'm going to give out my card. That's what you're supposed to do. I would never tell you to not do that. Like, that's what you're supposed to do. So, yeah, keep doing that. But it, you know what I mean? Don't put your guard down. So I sent you everything in writing, there. So it's all documented in black and white. And then there's a receipt in there too. And then also, your Google verification form is probably the most important thing. Cause once you're Google verified and all this stuff's built, not saying you're going to leave us anytime soon. I have a feeling you're going to stick with us for a long time. You're going to love this. It'll be a great long-term solution for you. But I always like to play worst case scenario every time I buy something. And so if you were to ever leave us, you stay Google verified. Like, we don't go and delete this stuff. Like, all your reviews on Google and all that stuff, we just give it to you. And we don't keep it on the first page of the search results anymore, but you still have all those things. Same thing with, like, your Facebook page and those tools. So there's a lot of long-term benefits that your business is going to gain, even if you're just doing it for a little while. All right. So that's basically the setup process. So the things that you got to remember just to make sure everything goes smooth, okay, is you want to sign your subscription terms, and then you want to try to fill out that Google verification form as best you can. Sometimes it takes guys like a day or two, sometimes three, you know, to get the stuff that they ask for in that Google verification form over to us, and that's fine. Just try to get it back to as soon as you can, and then fill it out as best as you can. And if anything's missed, then we'll just do a three-way video call with the Google representative, and we'll verify the listing over the phone. So it's not going to stop us, but having the paperwork is usually the most bona fide way to just get it knocked out and get it done rather than jump through all those loops. And then I have a client interview scheduled for tomorrow between 5 and 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. We're going to text you at 4 o'clock just as a reminder. If anything changes, you have my direct number, so you can just call in, let me know, and I can reschedule it if we have to. But let's get that knocked out, and that way we can get everything up and running and put you in position to start making some money.
Okay, I do got a question. This link you sent me, is this where I fill out my Google stuff?
Does it say pictures needed for Google verification? And it has like a link. The link will say url.com/Google or localsplash.com/Google.
No, it just says something about terms.
Oh, that's the outline of the agreement in writing. That's everything we're doing for you with the discounted price, the billing date, cancellation, everything. But there should be another one coming in here. That's just one of them. Sometimes they take a second, like they kind of stagger out, but there'll be three of them total. So there'll be that one, the Google verification form. It says right on it, like, pictures needed for Google verification in order to get you Google verified.
They just came through.
There they are. All right. Yeah. So everything should, I see it now. And then your username is your phone number and your password's RunSplash. Once you log into your tracking system, you could change it to whatever you like. Once they finish the client interview tomorrow, they'll send you a link to the app. We have an app you could download, and it helps you. It's kind of like a lead hub for you. It'll have all your leads saved in there. You could even hear yourself answering the phone and talking to these people. And that's where you're going to, like, request Google reviews from people when you finish jobs. But they'll send you a link for that, and then they'll send you a YouTube video. It's like 8 minutes long. It kind of walks you through, shows you how to use it. It's pretty easy. Sounds complicated, but it's easy. All right, so that's going to conclude the initial setup process. So I want to officially welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up with me today. I appreciate you giving me your trust. I'm looking forward to earning the rest of it as we go. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, like I said, I'm just a phone call away. We also got 24/7 customer service available to you at the same number. You have to hit extension 1 if it's after hours and you want to talk to a live rep.
Okay.
All right. And that's it, Joey. So, you know, obviously, as these customers come in, take care of people, you know, the first couple of reviews are the most crucial. So we want to start out, good, you know, make sure those reviews come back good. We do have a good method of gathering those reviews with the text messages, and if they don't respond, they'll send them a new one every 24 hours for 3 days. So we'll try to gather them, but, we definitely want to make sure that these first couple jobs that come in are just pretty much everything between now and the new year. We're starting off on the right foot so we can go into 2025, hit the ground rolling.
Sweet.
All right. Well, thank you again for signing up. Welcome aboard. I'll let you get back to your day, and then look out for our call tomorrow between 5 and 6, okay?
All right. Thank you, buddy.
You're welcome, Joey. I appreciate your trust, man. I'm going to take care of you.
All right.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right.